brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today. My brother-in-law recently died in his sleep, and my sister had passed away in 2019. When their children met with the insurance company, they found out my oldest son and I were named as beneficiaries. I think this may have been an oversight because the children were minors when they got the policy. They still will get an IRA, a house, a car, etc. The kids are pressuring me to sign over their money. It would help to hear from someone not close to the situation. What should I do? Well, I think you need to make a decision of, was this an oversight? If it was left to you to take care of them when they were minors and they're no longer minors and he had just hadn't been diligent with his estate plan and fixed his beneficiaries, then you are saying you accidentally did get money that was intended for them. If that's the case, I would give it to them. If, on the other hand, if we, that's what it sounds like. But if there's another scenario that's like, okay, he wanted to leave us some money and he used the policy to do that, and he very clearly intended to do that, and they just feel like they're entitled to it just because it was their dad and mom, but dad and mom had a very, very clear intent to leave it to us, then they're just up a creek. You're not entitled to anything because you're kin. It's not their money. But if you truly do believe what you said, that you think it's an oversight, then on a moral basis, I'd give it to them.
Or option three, maybe these kids are hurting. Obviously, they've been through a lot the last few years, but if they're running to their aunt saying, give us our money, maybe there was some anticipated immaturity, and we want you to do what's right with this money that's best going to love these kids. Maybe not, but man.
Yeah, I mean, it again, I think you need to decide what your brother-in-law and your sister's intent was. Legally, you can keep the money. It's not their money. Legally, it's your money, period. No question. Nobody's going to argue that. No court's even going to look at this. They'll dismiss it in 30 seconds, okay? It's your money. It's in your hands. If you think that it was a mistake, it was an envelope mailed to the wrong address, and you do feel like it's rightfully theirs, then I would give it to them. Just would. That's what I would do in that situation you're asking. Again, though, if on John's point, option three is the parents felt like the kids were too immature to handle this money, and we don't even know how much it is. You didn't tell us. Life insurance money, so I'm guessing it's north of 100 grand. But the parents left it to you because they thought the kids were going to mess it up. They should have left it into a trust instead, but they didn't. They left it to you and left you in an awkward position. Then you can handle it like you think they want it handled, which would be to dole it out slowly to the kids, like they might have done if it was left in a trust. That's a good point, John. You could do that. Let's see here. I think this might have been an oversight because the children were minors when they took out the policy. That's what I'm going on.
Right. But I'm just thinking of my family members, and if I have a niece and a nephew, one of which is doing great, one of which is really struggling, and I know that my brother or sister, were they alive, would treat this differently, and they gave me the money, I'm just thinking out loud here, but maybe I might say, no, for tuition, yeah, but not for your...
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to just
not for your life challenges. Yeah,
I'm going to take you. I'm going to take care of you like they would have.
There you go.
And I'm going to love you well.
And you may not like that.
Yeah, but if you don't like it, I don't care. It's not, you're not in control here. I'm in control. It's in my control to do whatever. But you can decide what was the. What I would go with is what your brother-in-law and your sister's intent was. If you think you can anticipate that, was it to take care of this and manage it for these immature adults? Or was it just they screwed up and never made the beneficiary change? Yeah. That's simple. And I don't know. I can't. You said in your email that you thought it was an oversight. And so that's what I'm going on. So, guys, this is why you go to mama@bearlegalforms.com and you get a will. And by the way, when you die, the state that you're living in will do the probate, not the last state you lived in when you did your will at the other state. So when you move to a different state, when you go through a major life change, you need to update your will. When the kids grow up, you need to update your life insurance policy and change the beneficiary. And you got to keep up with this stuff. And so, you know, this is what rich people do. They take care of the money so the lawyers don't get it in some argument about something because they take care of business. And so I'm sad for the loss of your brother-in-law and your sister. I'm sorry for that. But their job was to not have this mess. Your job is to not have this mess, people. Your job is to get a will in the state that you live in the family situation that you're in. So as soon as your spouse passes away, you need a new will in the state that you live in. As soon as you move or you get a divorce or the kids grow up, you know, we had one set of estate plan before when our kids were minors. When they were no longer minors, we changed the estate plan and had a new will done. And so go to Mama Bear Legal Forms, go to your estate planning attorney and get this stuff done. This is how families end up not speaking to each other. My aunt ripped me off. She took all that money that Mama gave accidentally because Mama didn't fix it. And a bunch of freaking rednecks, you know. I can hear it now. I've grown up with them my whole life, you know. And shut up. It's just white trash. Shut up. Don't be arguing about money. Love your family. Take care of your family. And if you're going to cut somebody out of the will, tell them while you're alive. Let them be pissed off at you while you're walking the earth. Don't leave it on somebody else to get pissed off at. So, you know, mad at my aunt because she executed the will exactly as it was supposed to be executed and was written. And she's the executor of the estate, which, by the way, means execute. That's what it means. You have to do what the will says. And the will says you didn't get any money, so you're mad at your aunt. That's dumb. You can be mad at your mama is what you need to be mad at. She's dead, but she's the one screwed you out, not your aunt. Your aunt has to do exactly the way it is. So you folks, if you're going to do that stuff, do it while you're alive. We have a full-on estate planning meeting that goes 2 hours every year. Basically, if Dave dies this year, this is what it looks like. It's all laid out for the whole company. Leadership, publicity plan, traffic control, everything. It's all discussed. It's ridiculous because I love my family so much that I don't want them in a situation like that to have to deal with crap that I was supposed to deal with when I was alive. That's called doing a will. Did I get fired up about that?
No, I'm kind of waiting to hear what you really think about the whole thing. And just so people know, this is not academic. I had an opportunity to get a will done by one of the great wills and trust professors in the country, Jerry Beyer. Walked me through it, did my whole thing in Texas, and then I moved. And one of the first things we did when we got to Tennessee was Mama Bear Wills, and we did a will there. And it's not going to do my whole estate plan, all that, but I had to have something on paper.
That is valid in that state.
Because I'm a responsible parent in
because
that state.
Estate planning is state law. Probate law is state law. It's not federal law. And so Louisiana law is way different. It's French-based. California is way different. It's granola-based. I'm telling you, the laws in these states are dramatically different. So you need to do a will in the state you live in right now. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.